Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kalb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Dr. Aurora Giuliana Ariel. She is the author of Earth 2012, The Ultimate Quest, How to Find Peace in the World of Chaos, and also a healer, teacher, and counselor, a holistic health practitioner, and she is has developed a counseling theory and healing practice called The Quest. Welcome. Thank you for calling in, or thank you for joining us today. Where are you calling in from?
Actually, from Ojai, California today.
Great, great. Well, I enjoyed reading your book. You have many of the very interesting prophecies about Earth 2012 and some great insights into what the Earth changes are all about and what it really means for humanity. Would you like to give a little background on yourself and how you became interested in this topic?
I guess it all began when I went through an awakening process in my teens, and I had some mystical experiences in those years and divine visitations, visions. And I literally knew nothing. I was raised with like Barbie and Ken and Malibu Beach. And I really, as I venture, you know, into my teens of 15, 16, 17, I really didn't have a sense of the world and or suffering. And it was through this awakening process and these visions that I saw the earth changes that I later read about in Casey and others, and that what I came to understand from what I was seeing and being shown is that the earth was at a very significant crossroads, and that there were two distinct future potentials, one very dark, one light, and that even while there were these potentials of these dire earth changes that, of course, you know, I'm sure the listeners have read and are familiar with different earth changes and global warming and some of these wars and all that, prophecies, that there was also this awakening in the consciousness of humanity that would be taking place that could actually alter the future and take us into a very different future. And that quickened my interest, and with some other significant catalysts, I was on my quest for truth and understanding and how I could play my significant role in supporting that light side vision.
It seems that when the awakening process occurs, it's associated with increasing light on the planet, dispelling darkness. And you do a nice job of listing all of the alignments and the planetary, you know, the astrological correlates to this. Bringing more light into the planet. You mentioned that solar eclipses are often key transition points in this process. And, you know, you and I are probably similar ages, and in the 50s there was a lot of, you know, everything seemed to be very good. It was good versus evil in World War II, and everything seemed to be very good, but a lot of the evil in the world was actually hidden. It was suppressed below the consciousness of the, say, 1950s public. And with light, it appears that a lot of the darkness is being revealed. A lot more people are aware of the undercurrents that have been working probably for hundreds of years. In terms of planetary control and secret societies and all of the conspiracy theory stuff. But all of that's rapidly coming to light. And I can't help but think that, you know, it's like the you do a very nice job in your book talking about the subconscious, and that until we bring the issues into the consciousness and into the conscious mind, we can't really deal with them. I think the same is true with the ills of our society. Until we're aware of the darkness and the shadow side, we can't cleanse it at all.
Yeah, I think that's the brilliance of the plan of why so many of us came in and decided to go under the amnesia of a planet and actually take on the patterns, the subconscious patterns of, you know, this world, of this humanity, instead of coming in more enlightened to show a way, it's mm-hmm. like we're working from the inside out to heal the shadow within us, and by doing that, you know, shifting the whole equation on Earth. And I love what you say about the reflection and the light coming in, and finally we're seeing everything. And it's true. It's every person working against the greater good of humanity is doing it in full view now. And all those factions that have forever been, you know, in clandestine meetings behind closed doors are now open to public view. And then one step further with that is, as we see that outer reflection of elements working against the greater good and bringing our, you know, bringing in the wars and genocide and detriment to the earth and indigenous cultures and society as a whole, we find that reflection inside ourselves as our darkest shadow element. So it's a catalyst for us to really own the part of us that needs to be healed so that the outer can be shifted. And when people deal with it on that deep level and you start doing the inner work, it's tremendously joyous and fulfilling, because you realize how linked we all are in the collective unconscious, and how the world really is a holographic and therefore easily mutable field, and that by the inner work, the outer is shifting dramatically. And by us awakening in consciousness, we're making a big impact on the planet. And you talked about the 50s. It's like black and white back then, and now, like, we're in full color. And I really do want to say that I think we're all doing a tremendous job, all of us who came with a heart for humanity, for transforming the planet, for doing our parts. And I know it's really hard for everyone, because we have our own shadow to contend with and how that plays out in our own personal lives. But the more we become masterful of healing the shadow and living more often in our authentic selves, the more, you know, we accelerate the whole thing and the whole Earth movie, and we're just going to keep seeing really positive changes despite the evening news.
Yeah, I suspect that with more and more light coming in, and certainly 2012 is coming up with a major shift there as well, which you discussed in your book in a great deal of detail, I believe that when the light just flows in, a lot of the darkness is just going to disappear. It's going to be easier and easier for people to, you know, to look at their shadow side and just release it. And as more and more people do that, then, of course, in society, anybody who's out ethics or, you know, having hidden agendas will stand out like a sore thumb, and everybody will know, and then they simply will not be able to have the agendas and the effect that they had in the past.
Yes, I think that's where we're going to come to, definitely. Right now, there's a lot of people that are diametrically opposed to that faction and in a dynamic with them energetically, and we don't need to be. You know, these are all reflections of our shadow and parts mm-hmm. of us that are disempowered and that have gone under rulership and conditions that we've submitted to as a humanity that have enslaved us. And as we become internally free and empowered in our authentic selves and claiming our divine birthright, we will not tolerate abuse. We will not tolerate mistreatment, and we stand for what's right and true for us. So it's, once again, it really is more of an inner equation, I found, than fighting things in an outer way and going up mm-hmm. against, you know, powers that are beyond, you know, the normal individual. But it's really to become empowered rather than disempowered, to heal all those saint martyr patterns that have taught us in the last 2,000 years to be submissive, to deny ourselves, to have poverty rather than well-being and wealth, to, you know, embrace these ideologies that allowed us to be more of an enslaved society and more succumbing to the wills and factions of others while we remain powerless. So I don't think it's so much of a stand-up of power and might, but an inner power that then shifts the whole equation from within. And I see that all the time with the quest work. It's very exciting when I, especially when I have advanced students and I'm passing this level of mastery to them and we're doing this work, we see the link up collectively and we get a read on how much is getting affected, not only in ourselves, our family lineage, but also in humanity. And it's exciting. It's when you live life from that vantage point, it's exciting. When you live life from the suppression and the fear of the prophecies, predictions, and the powers that be that, you know, want a World War III and want, you know, prison planet, then you can be in, you know, completely different consciousness around it. But I believe we all came to make a difference. That's what we're about. And like I said, I think we're doing a really great job. In 2011, we are rocking it.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to also mention to the listeners that a lot of the things that they think might be immovable or having too much power to fall, I want to remind them that the very first day that Capricorn, that Pluto came into Capricorn, was the exact day in 2008 in September that the stock market crashed. And the stock market actually crashed as a sign that certain things were exposed. There were financial practices that were very, very much out ethics and were very much, I guess, schemes in order for people to make money.
You had plastic surgery, Bill?
You bet I did. I got tired of the wrinkles around my eyes and decided to have Plasticos do something about them.
But I didn't think men had plastic surgery.
Get with it, Bob. Men want to look their best, too. There's nothing wrong with getting a little help from Plasticos to look on top of your game. A lot of guys are doing it, my friend.
Well, I don't know about this.
Look, you see the difference Plasticos made with me. I look better and I feel better. My Plasticos surgery was an investment in me.
So where is Plasticos?
Plasticos is in Dunwoody. Plasticos is staffed by pros who guarantee you personal attention. The Plasticos number is 770-457-4677. Mention this ad for a free consultation. Financing is available. 770-457-4677.
Don't you just hate trying on bathing suits? Wait a minute, you look great. Plastic surgery?
Not surgery. I got an endermology treatment from the experts at Plasticos.
What's endermology?
Endermology is the terrific non-surgical treatment that Europeans have been using for years to tone skin and contour the body. Endermology by Plasticos feels great, and you can see the difference it makes.
No kidding. Who do I call?
Plasticos, a leader in plastic and reconstructive surgery, is the number one center in Atlanta offering endermology. For more information and a complimentary consultation and treatment, call Plasticos at 770-457-4677. Plasticos Endermology Skin Toning and Body Contouring, 770-457-4677.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Susan Cobb with Temple of Health Radio Show. We had a little glitch there, probably because of a CMA. We've had a lot of solar flares, and they're hitting the Earth today, actually. And so hopefully we'll stay in touch despite that. We're interviewing Dr. Araya Juliana Ariel and her book, Earth 2012, The Ultimate Quest. What I was talking about was the Pluto hitting Capricorn on the exact day that the stock market fell in September 2008. And it exposed a great deal of shifty, below-the-surface financial dealings that were actually global. People were making, you know, billions of dollars off of these transactions. It exposed the mortgage racket, which has been playing out since then. And what I love about that is that because they had not actually done the paperwork correctly on the mortgages, and then had sold them and resold them and resold them, a lot of the people who are now facing being kicked out of their homes are going back and proving that the paperwork isn't right, and therefore being able to keep their homes. So sometimes when you cheat, steal, and have bad intent, it actually comes back on you. But if you think that these powers are so powerful that they can't be touched, I want to remind people that actually as more light does come in, many, many things are going to be exposed. There was a lot of very interesting information, even on 60 Minutes, about the mortgage thing I was just speaking of. So so really, a lot of things may be exposed in the next few months, and certainly before 2012. So a lot of the messes created by the shadow government, by the shadow side of business, are going to be exposed and cleaned up. And we may actually have to do very little except watch it happen.
Yes, and I think for people that really got hit in the stock market crash, it also was a revaluing, because up until now, you know, we were born into a society where money's first, not love. And I've often thought, what it would be like if love was first? Like, because you love yourself, you gave yourself your best life, of course you would want beautiful surroundings. And then, of course, you would love your mate, and you'd want to create your own little Garden of Eden. So, you know, you would work for that. And then, of course, your children. So then going out to work would be to add to that, because love, you know, was the centermost theme, not working, not getting money, not accumulating possessions, but creating heaven on earth in your life environment, because that's what you do when you really love yourself and you love those, you know, around you. You create beautiful environment and the best foods, the most healthy lifestyle. So I think there's been a shifting, because people who had worked all their lives and invested and lost everything, now they're like, whoa, we put life on hold while we got our security together, and money was the first before family, before friends. Mm-hmm. And so I think there's a big shifting, and it needed to happen, you know, to see material possessions are transitory. All this stuff is transitory. You know, when we finally walk out of here, it's really going to be the relationships and some treasured moments we remember, not, you know, 63, whatever, thousands or million in the bank. So I think, you know, it's hard times, but it's also hugely catalyzing times. And I'm excited to bring the peace of the quest to humanity, and that people can do their own processes when they're going through all this frustration and upset and heartbreak, and really work through it quickly with the seven-step self-counseling technique, and learn how to deal with issues constructively and fast, so that everyone's living in their more proactive, positive self most of the time, making the wisest decisions. I was really feeling with this crash and, you know, us entering the great travail, as has been prophesied, and that time when things coming unglued and many people suffering globally, that the quest has been such an incredible healing salve and an ally and saving grace for me. I use it all the time, that I just wanted everyone on the planet to have it. So I actually drew from a lot of my writings in book 1 and 2 of the Earth 2012 series, put in some other pieces, gave the whole formula, and the digital copy of The Quest, Heal Your Life, Change Your Destiny, I'm actually giving for free. And I've been excited. People from all over the world have been downloading it and using it. Iceland this week, Switzerland, a few weeks ago, Kuala Lumpur.
Can you give your website?
Chile. So however these people are finding out about it, I'm really thrilled, because it's an amazing process. It's like the Ferrari model of counseling theories and healing practices like NLP, psychosynthesis, mm-hmm. all those that I'm actually have mastered. And I went further to do some pioneering work in the psyche, get some very clear answers of what we're dealing with and what's behind suffering and the cure. And so I created this whole model of a self-healing system and a life mastery path. And it's for free, so I hope people will avail themselves. You can just Google Aurora Juliana Ariel and find the different websites, thequestus.us, IOAH.org, which is the Institute of Advanced Healing, the nonprofit bringing out the quest worldwide, my website, just myfullname.com, and AOS, the multimedia. So easy to find and easy to download that and be on your way to doing your own self-counseling as things arise. And as I share to my students, you know, get to it in a couple hours. Don't stew on something for 8 weeks or be angry for 7 days when you could have it resolved in 40 minutes. So,
mm-hmm. hope well, people it is will, true. You know, it is very true that if people find themselves in a place of being a victim, being a martyr, being abused, being on the, you know, that end of things, that they need to avail themselves of what's available, and your program is excellent means for turning that around and having them realize that they do have a connection with their spiritual self, with their, you call it their authentic self, which I think is a good description. Even when I was 3 years old, I always was aware that there was something that had always been with me and always would be with me, no matter what. And I tend to get in touch with that, you know, more in times of crisis or in times of great illness or in times of meditation. But that is your authentic self, and that authentic self can, in a matter of days or a week, turn your financial world completely upside down. You can go from bankruptcy to millions if you follow guidance and that's your path. There's nothing that guidance can't guide you to or guide you through. So getting in touch with that guidance is extremely important, especially
yeah,
now.
Yeah, staying in touch with it, and that's the hard part because people on this planet were so used to living under the shadow aspect of themselves and were relatively pattern-driven rather than authentic self-driven. The authentic self pretty much out of the equation, and so, you know, we heard terms like flash of genius or gut feeling, but as beyond that, there wasn't this clear connection. Now, you know, we have these tools where you can clear the shadow pattern driving you and step free, let that true part of you step free. And I think that's one of the most exciting things about this whole time on Earth is that yes, we are immersed in the shadows, and we have a very strong, virulent shadow side, all of us, but we now have the means and tools to clear it, and when we do it, we find that's not who we really are, and we get back in touch with who we are, and that core self has never changed. It hasn't been ruined or wrecked by anything we've gone through. So if any of the listeners today, if you feel burdened, you know, by things that have happened in your life, if you feel brokenhearted, if you feel that you're wrecked or ruined and can't repair, or that you're dysfunctional and you can't change that, it's not true. You can use these tools and really just clear these patterns, because all it is subconscious, what I call inner aspects or subpersonalities that are carrying that. And that's not who you are. So if you clear that, if you heal that, if you take those parts through the 7 steps I've laid out with the quest, you'll return to who you really are, and you'll start empowering that part of you to be more in your life on a daily basis. And so whatever insecurities, whatever low self-esteem, whatever has happened to you in the past, you can clear it. I'm living testimony. I've been through everything and proven the way, and it's really a joy to now be passing this, because what I went through, people really don't recover from. on this planet or in the past haven't, and just even like one of the things I've been through numerous, so I could prove the way with the quest and develop the quest, but usually you're pretty wrecked and ruined, and I should be very different than I am, you know, aged, bent over, bitter, but I am not, you know. I'm living in my eternal, youthful self, really alive, passionate about life, joyous, feeling fulfilled and clear.
Are you a Sagittarius?
No, actually, 1 degree Virgo and Leo rising and a Cancer moon. So,
okay.
But it's been really awesome as a path to freedom. For me, mm-hmm. I developed it out of dire necessity, the huge challenges I was going through. I had a really heartbreaking relationship and ended up with an incurable heart condition that was supposed to debilitate me quickly to death. So that was a wake-up call. Another mm-hmm. one was my mother becoming severely mentally ill when I was 19, and me becoming like her spiritual counselor and helper and mother, and, you know, not having a mother after that and watching all that suffering. So there's these key, really devastating experiences that I had to be like a Houdini and find my way out of. And after numerous of these and curing 2 incurable illnesses in myself now and a host of other conditions, clearing aging, effects of aging, all kinds of burdens, heartbreak. Our lineage has a lot of the Saint Martyr. That's what got me to be an expert on the Saint Martyr whole thing, which was really instituted in the last 2,000 years through the religious ideologies in which most souls on the planet are carrying, unfortunately. When you see somebody stoically, magnificently trying to better the world or others, and they're undergoing all these hardships and devastations and character assassinations or whatever, that's the Saint Martyr. You know, the Saint Martyr needs to be heroic as against and has adversity, and as we heal that, we remove the adversity, but we still get to be heroes on Earth and
right.
just help change the planet, you know, back
yeah.
to its pristine, beautiful state and pave a new way for humanity to live a more enlightened lives and flourish and get Eden back on Earth. So it's
I have a feeling things are going to be a lot easier from here on out for the people who have done the work that you're speaking of. And the reason I think that is because the guidance is stronger and stronger. And that may be, you know, if you look at Edgar Cayce, he had to go into a trance in order to bring the information in.
Mm-hmm.
And then my spiritual parents in the 60s, were some of the first channelers. It was really hard for them. And then now, guidance is fairly easy to get. It's fairly easy to hang on to as long as you have, you know, pretty regular spiritual practices. And
mm-hmm.
the guidance is pretty easy to follow, as far as I can see. It's not, I mean, you've been through a whole bunch in your past. I've been through a whole bunch in my past. I had a similar thing. I had a life-threatening heart disease that they in the military, they gave me a 30% chance of sudden death. And I think I had 13 episodes of VTAC, which is, you know, the next thing is VFib, and then, of course, that is usually fatal. So, you know, we've all been through these amazing illnesses and these amazing things that really only our guidance got us through. Most people would have died from these things, so, you know, we
right.
didn't. And, in fact, I talked to the cardiologist who took care of me in the Air Force the other day, and he said, yeah, I remember you, because I was in the ICU and CCU with these life-threatening things. And he said, yeah, we have this thing called ablation now that we could do. It's ablating the part of the heart that's causing the arrhythmia. But, you know, I figured out how to fix it without that. So, but I think now it's a lot easier. I mean, things are fairly smooth, and all these really scary things that we went through, because we got through them, we have a lot more confidence that we can get through anything. which is, a good thing.
Yes, yes. And also, you know, that brings to mind what I introduced in book one of the Earth 2012 series and then dedicated the book two to Earth 2012, Time of the Awakening Soul. And I speak really about this distinct group of souls that I'm pretty sure is around 80 to 100 million, if you can believe that, and coming from other studies and researches. By others, Andersons and Marie and their 50 million culture creatives and other studies that in the 50s and in the 40s, 50s, a predominant of these souls came in and who were prophesied before our time by all the different Indian nations, American Indian nations individually as a group of souls that would be born throughout the world, so they call, multicultured, so they call them the Rainbow Warriors, that would come in a time of great burden on the planet, in the waters and the pollution and wars, and that they would be the way showers, the teachers, and they would reconnect with the ways of the indigenous cultures, and they would bring forward teachings and guidance and healing, and they would pave the way to the new world. And this is what we've seen, and that's why there's such a distinct break in how life was before the Violets. And I call these people the Violet People.
Mm-hmm.
And it sounds kind of like a wild name, but, when you think of the different vibratory rates of color spectrum, violet being the highest, most transmutable, and now we even have violet ray instruments of healing, that violet's very much about personal and planetary transformation, and that's what I saw as the primary encoding of these souls that have been born throughout every nation and people that seem to be encoded with a vision of a world transformed, and then the sense of this isn't right here because they have this other vision of a more utopian world, of enlightened society, of peace on earth. And so we saw all these movements launched in the 60s as these early wave of the Violets came in and they started saying no, no to genocide, no to war, no.
Right.
And a return to, now we have back to organic foods and conscious parenting. And so we see these souls as they come of age and are from all regions of the planet. How that consciousness, this light consciousness of these really fiery souls are infusing the whole planet and changing all the systems. So now we have all kinds of incredible systems going into place, new archetypes for the new millennium, cures, advances, my work, the quest, other people's offerings on whatever level they are. And fortunately, they're in everywhere, government, economics.
I got to deal with the breast implant problem. I wrote The Naked Truth about breast implants and helped, probably 500,000 women with the toxicity and chemical problems and biotoxicity from mold and breast implants where, the medical establishment and the powers that be were saying that there was no problem. These women were simply, hypochondriacs.
Yeah, there's just so much remedies and knowledge and truth coming forward and a willingness to transform the world, where before we didn't really see that.
I think everybody had their own particular, path that they were, they were on.
Yeah.
I've met attorneys that wrote books on the future danger of problems with our seeds. Environmental attorneys, and I've met all sorts of people in politics and government and medicine, law, and business who have their own particular, very strong guidance to address particular problems, genetically modified foods, standard technology, chemical toxicity, and they're all on their particular path.
Yes, what I see that we all came in, and for some reason we went under the amnesia of the planet and took on the patterns. But as I've worked with in thousands of cases, I found this reoccurring story of, yes, well, I wanted to come in and be abused and mm-hmm. go through this, so as I found the way out, then I could help serve other abused
right.
women and children. So
right.
I started seeing this correlation that there were this unique kind of a soul that we're embodying on Earth in this time that kind of went in under the same conditions humanity has been going through for millennia without much change, but they had come to make a change. And
yes.
first they needed to walk the adversity. So
it's
once again,
healer.
You know,
it's
anyone in the audience who's undergoing adversity, that's usually a key to your mm-hmm. destiny and what the good that you're going to bring, you know, as you make your way out of the hardship or out of the condition, paving the way for others and shining a light on others. So in that second book, I've written down the 22 master qualities of the violet people. So I hope people will avail themselves of that and see what level of violets or if they're a violet. And the one thing that I'm excited about that book is it helps everyone who has carried a big weight and felt overwhelmed by all of the ills of society and the world, that there's a lot of us here at this time working a greater good for the world and to move the world into a better place, and no need for any of us to overtax ourselves, overwhelm, or to feel we're all alone or that, you know, it's all on our shoulders. We're all in this together. We're all linked up. And, you know, as I said before, we're doing a great job. We're making a lot of headway. And the only piece that I would put in is everyone do the inner work as well. Don't just do outer action steps. But make sure, you know, as the shadow's coming up, you're effectively healing it so you can heal it and lay it to rest in your family lineage and for humanity, because it does not heal just to play it out. It needs to be addressed and actually healed on that subconscious level for the pattern to stop and not reoccur. So that's the key I bring in with the quest, and it's an important in the equation for us all, as is, like you said, the guidance, the meditation, the spiritual practices.
Right. And there's great leaders out there now. You mentioned in your book, there's a lot of great quotes that I really enjoyed reading. And you mentioned great leaders like Queen Noor, Martin Luther King, Gandhi. There's a lot of very inspirational stuff that that you bring together in the book that talk about empowering ourselves and coming forth from that place of martyrdom or victimhood, and bringing back the energy of empowerment, not abuse of power, but empowerment to get out of any situation you may find yourself in and bring to you that which you need to accomplish the missions we all came in to do.
We all have our role to play, and it's exciting to find it, to wake up to your purpose and to do your part and to mm-hmm. do it well, you know, and to enjoy this grand experiment we're in. Can we avert the dire potentials? I mean, we really did all come in at a time when the planet was, you know, galloping along towards demise in so many ways, you know, gearing up for World War III and gearing up for, you know, all of the
world order.
Pollution. And
right.
And so it's almost against all odds we came in. Can we avert it? But first we went under amnesia. So can we forget who we are and that we are spiritual beings having a human experience?
Mm-hmm.
So can we, like, go under amnesia from that, plus so that we're not accessing our divine powers, and then we're, on top of that, we're going to take on the human condition, so it's going to play out in our lives. So we're going to be abused, we're going to have an illness, we're going to go through relationship dynamics. In the midst of all that, are we able to awaken to who we really are in time and utilize and bring forth our gifts, talents, and offering in time to avert all this and move our planet into a bright and more enlightened future. And so that seems to be the grand experiment. We're all in it together, and it's got a timeliness to it. So I hope everybody listening is on it. keep going.
I would like to say that anybody out there who's depressed, you may have lost your connection. Because if you have a connection, the connection is intact, and this connection is through your higher self or your soul on into the realms of light, you won't have depression, you won't have loneliness, and you won't have a sense of helplessness. Even in the most difficult of circumstances, including facing death, facing, you know, bankruptcy, facing whatever, loss of your relationships, you'll have a guidance and a sense of purpose that will get you through something without a lot of drama and a lot of sinking into negativity that might normally occur. I mean, I've seen myself and people around me be able to negotiate and navigate through things that are incredible with not that much effort, just following their guidance. So
yeah,
that's
the future. I think it's that people learn how to work their self-healing process so they heal that very quickly. So if you do wake up and you're burdened and you're depressed and you're overwhelmed, you do your session and you come out the other side 1 hour later. Now you're in your proactive, positive self. So those ingenious ideas are flowing and you're using your best self to make the next decisions and take the next action steps. And I write about that in the Quest book of how the whole stock market was crashing. My mom's cancer returned and I knew she was dying. A son got arrested and on. And it was like full on like asteroid shower in my life. And how every time I'd be knocked down, you know, one more phone call, I would literally stumble and just like fall onto the bed, you know, just like knocked down for the count. And from that posture, I would do my next session and I would spring back like 30 minutes later. I'd be on a white fire. And like, I'd look to the heavens and I'm like, I'm not stopping. I'm bringing this to humanity. Nothing's stopping me. So all that was going on as I'm launching my life's work and finally bringing everything I've worked on forever to the world is all this stuff was hitting the fan. And so it was really a dark night of the soul process of just the next phone call, the next hit, the next, any one of those, my daughter almost dying in a hospital in L.A., you know, we were in Hawaii. I mean, everything was just so dramatic, but the quest was so miraculous because, you know, I've learned how to do it very fast. I can do it in 5 minutes to 20 minutes to 30, depending on how intense and deep and depth. And just to restore myself from these hard hits over and over so that as I was traversing early 2009, I was staying in my higher self. By the time it was June, I won first place award for that book, my first book, Earth 2012, The Ultimate Quest. The second book was released amidst all that. My third music album was released, and my company was still holding my new company to bring it all out under. AOS was still going. I felt like the girl on the mountain with, you know, putting in her, her flag. Like I had made it to the mountaintop. And it was the quest that made the difference for me. Otherwise, if I had, like, just one of those hits, and then you're just reverberating, and then you're dazed, you're totally out of it, you cannot make wise decisions. So you're not using your best abilities to handle. So things start getting messy and a mess, and you can really go down a much different path. But when you just keep restoring yourself and you're just on the next level, it's like these ever-ascending steps of the temple initiation, you're on the next level, you have more awareness, more power, more clarity, and you make the next decision, it's powerful. And I cleared my way out of that, and was able to successfully deliver everything to humanity in the first stages. I've got a lot more. I'm working on a fourth book now, and there's 2012 series and another series, and music, of course, and coming into the film. So there's a lot more to bring forth. But I got everything stable where a lot of businesses and new businesses folded at that point. And that's only because I was empowered by my authentic self in every moment. And when the other part of me came up, the fear, the anxiety, the depressed one, the whatever it was, I was clearing it. There's no way I was going to let it rule me and run me, because I knew I didn't have that luxury. It was sink or swim.
Right.
And so it was awesome. And because of that, that's why I decided everyone on the planet needs this if they want it. I want it to be available, and I want it to be free, and I want anyone to be able to get it anywhere on the planet. And that's when I, on Christmas, I uploaded it that year, 2009, for free forever. So anyone can avail themselves of it. And I hope everyone will, because it's fast, but at the end, you're back to who you really are. You understand what the pattern was about, how it played out in yourself, your family lineage, and humanity. It's empowering, and you're just crystal clear when you're done with the session, and you're on your white fire purpose, and you can proceed with such amazing clarity and positivity and empowerment. So,
and you gave some examples in your book how reconnecting with your authentic self can help even health conditions that you think might not be helped. Like congenital ones.
I've changed so many things that most people on the planet think are unchangeable, and things that are incurable in myself and others all the time. Even somebody that had in one session, and she didn't even come in about her physical handicap, but since she was a young child, she had pronated knees, so her, you know, legs were kind of bent in the knees, and it was a deformity. Mm-hmm. And so she was very active, lived in Aspen, Colorado, so everyone's hiking, biking, skiing over there, and just had been in a lot of pain, and I think she was in her 50s. She took one of my courses, and she got me as a counselor on the last day, and we did a session where there were lost memories of abuse from around 2 years old, just severe. And as we unlocked those and healed the part of her that had been traumatized by that and been really kind of scrunched down inside her and created that physical posture even, but that was even an emotional posture of how she came to life and dealt with relationships and all that. Mm-hmm. The very next day, she was at the Aspen Club working out, and she looks in the mirror, and her legs are straight. And her trainer comes over, and he goes, "Oh, my God, what happened?" And she goes, "I don't know. I had this session with Aurora yesterday, and I woke up this morning, and I just noticed, too, my legs are straight." The deformity, when you heal the inner pieces, the physical then shifts. And I'm sure everyone's heard that our cells are always changing, and renewing. So I found it's our subconscious patterning that holds the physical reality in place, whether it's a relationship dynamic, a physical health condition, financial, whatever. So for me, whenever there's a challenge, I just go within, I do that piece first, get that aligned, and then the outer can shift so easily rather than, you know, hitting my head up against conditions and situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure everyone's gone through relationship issues where you're just going round and round and there's no resolve, and you start just withholding and harboring feelings, and it makes a mess of your relationship. Well, now you don't need to do that anymore. You just do your session, and you can even take them through a session. And I show how in that book. I give that formula, too, of how to take your beloved through the quest. And you guys graduate the whole relationship dynamic. And a lot of times I have had relationship dynamics, some very recently with a very challenging woman, and I just would do my session, and the next time I reenact, you know, was around that person, she was different. It's like I kept changing the movie and by clearing in myself the dynamic. And so I wasn't in the dynamic with her anymore. I was in the loving, right, compassionate self, and therefore she showed up differently for me. So it's, there's a lot of magic with the quest, and I think it's really an essential piece to be doing this inner work. And at least I found it's the fastest way to clear the dire conditions in our lives. And the more we clear them and create heaven on earth in our own life experience, right, the more faster we're going to have that on earth.
Well, we're coming up to the end of our hour. We've been interviewing Dr. Aurora Juliana Arial, who is the author of Earth 2012, The Ultimate Quest, How to Find Peace in a World of Chaos. She has other books and workshops and things as well. Aurora, would you like to give your website one more time?
Yeah, it's aurorajulianaarial.com, and there's also thequest.us and aos.ws. And I want to make an announcement, too, that I train people experientially in the old kahuna, the ancient kahuna kind of style of passing knowledge experientially, where I help people totally transform their life from the inside out while training and certifying them to be life coaches and counselors with a quest. I usually take on 2 students a year in that way, and I have an opening right now. If anybody's feeling a calling to totally transform their life, gain self-mastery and working with their own shadow and living in their authentic self most of the time while also having an offering for others. So please just contact me via the web, and I will be interviewing whoever, you know, the people that come forward for that student position.
I also want to congratulate you on making the quest available to everybody online. I think that's a great service to humanity, and one that you're to be commended for.
Thank you. It's a really great joy for me. It's totally transformed my life, and I would not be who I am today without it. And so I know it's magic, and it just felt important. And it's not just a gimmick or a little nothing book. It's a full-on book, because the book is available worldwide, too, in paperback form. But it is a full book with this knowledge, with the secret formula. It's all laid out. Anyone can do it.
Well, thank you. Next week, we have Stanton T. Friedman with his book, Science Was Wrong. I met Dr. Friedman at the Truth Convention here in Atlanta, and he has some fascinating things to share. On the 27th, Dr. Bruce Goldberg will be back with Soul Healing. And Noetic Science Meeting this month, Dr. Brad Gould will be giving it at the Dunwoody office in Atlanta, Thursday, August 18th at 7:15 p.m. He's going to be talking about anti-aging with options around hormone replacement therapy for both men and women. Again, thank you for joining us for Temple of Health Radio Show, and we will be with you next week.